Hello, pilgrims. Welcome to Jesus Stories on this wonderful Tuesday. A little hot here in Arthur, but God's presence is shining brightly, and we have story two for you today. Two of the 24 stories of Jesus. The next 24 days. You remember yesterday's story got us started. We had to go to the Old Testament and hear from the great messianic prophet Isaiah, who has set us up for what God is about to do. And now we cross the bridge and we enter the New Testament. And we have a character appearing that will explain all of this to us, what God's about to do. It's an angel, and his name is Gabriel. So today, settle in, find that silent, still spot within. Let's hear the story called The Angel Gabriel. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias. He and his wife Elizabeth were both descended from Aaron, brother of Moses, and thus were both of priestly family. It happened at this time that Zacharias was to take his turn at serving in the temple at Jerusalem. Now, this temple was not that which had been built by Solomon, which was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, but rebuilt by the captives of the land of Judah on their return from Babylon. This was a great new temple, larger and more elaborate than ever before, and it had been built by Herod the Great to please the Jews so that they might not revolt against him and the harshness of his rule. And Herod, in his turn, was not truly the king of the Jews, but the governor of the province of Judah, or Judea, which was one-fourth part of the whole land of Palestine. Each part had its own king or governor, and all four rulers were responsible to Caesar Augustus, emperor in Rome and powerful ruler of all the lands in the region of the Mediterranean Sea. Little Palestine was the smallest part of great Caesar's mighty empire. Yet, it was a very much larger land than it had been in the days of Nehemiah. It was much more thickly populated, and it was more advanced in many ways. The Jews had learned much from the learned Greeks and conquering Romans, but they had not learned to free themselves from foreign rule. One day, they were sure, a leader would be born among them, a man of God who would save them from their sins and from their earthly bondage. He would be the one true king of the Jews, the Messiah, he who would deliver them, and the Christ, he who would be the anointed of the Lord. The prophets of old had assured them that their Savior would come. And still, the Jews were waiting. In the meanwhile, they prayed. Those who were deeply dedicated to the God of Israel made frequent pilgrimages to the city of Jerusalem to celebrate the feasts and holy days with the priests and wise men of the temple. Those who lived in Jerusalem worshipped in the temple whenever the Spirit came upon them. There was always a priest in attendance at the altar. One day, Zacharias went as usual into the inner sanctuary of the house of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar. Great crowds of people were praying outside in the temple court as he went about his priestly duties in the holiest of all the holy rooms. Now Zacharias and Elizabeth loved the Lord and served him with all their hearts. But like so many upright and faithful people before them, they had one great cause for sorrow. They were old, and yet they had no child. If there was any one thing that they prayed for more than anything else, it was for a son of their own. Zacharias lit the tiny flame upon the altar. The sweet smell of incense rose in a cloud of smoke. And suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared on the right side of the altar of incense. When Zacharias saw this sudden apparition, he was greatly startled and troubled in his heart. He felt afraid, and he bowed his head. "Fear not," said the angel gently. "Your prayer is answered. Your wife, Elizabeth, will have a son, and you will name him John. He shall bring you joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink, and filled with the Holy Spirit, he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. His spirit and power shall be that of Elijah, so that he will go before the Lord and turn the hearts of the fathers to the children who are without sin, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. Thus, he will make ready a people prepared to meet the Lord." Zacharias was full of wonderment. "How can this be?" he asked. "How shall I know that this is true? For my wife and I are old, too old to have a child." And the angel answered, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God. The Lord has sent me to you to tell you these glad tidings. But because you do not believe my words, which nevertheless will be fulfilled when the right time comes, you shall be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed. Let that be your sign that what I say is true." Zacharias looked again, but the angel was no longer there. The people in the temple court outside waited for the priest, wondering why he stayed so long within the inner sanctuary. When at last the old man came out, his lips were moving silently, and his hands made gestures in the air as if he had been taken with a sudden illness. And as they stared at him, astonished, they became aware that some strange and wonderful thing had happened to him. All he could do was beckon to them dumbly and make signs that he had lost his speech. Yet, on his face there was a radiance that they had never seen before. It came to them then that he must have seen a vision in the temple, and they were filled with awe. They waited for some time to see what else might happen or what he might say when he regained his voice. But there was no sign. The old man remained speechless for all the time they waited, until at last they went away and forgot what they had seen. When Zacharias was finished with his days of duty in the temple, he departed to his own house in the rolling hills of Judea. He still could not speak, nor did he speak for several months thereafter. But soon after he came home, his wife Elizabeth told him that they were at last to have a child. "Thus has the Lord dealt with me after these many years," she said joyfully. And the old man gave thanks in the silence of his heart. And that concludes today's beginning of Story 2, The Angel Gabriel. Tomorrow, on Wednesday, we pick up where we left off, and we'll complete that story and move on with our Jesus stories. I hope you have a blessed Tuesday. I hope you learned today about Zacharias and Elizabeth, that first couple who heard from Gabriel. And what happened there? Well, they had a son, and he will be called John. Be blessed. God is showering blessings upon us all day. Just don't bring your blessing umbrella. Let them fall on you and wash you clean. And have a blessed day. Amen.